Sometimes the smallest fishing tip from a good friend makes the biggest impact, so you can pass it on. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, in a chat with Colin Kearns, editor-in-chief of Field & Stream.
Anybody who's been fishing long enough, at some point we've all benefited from a fishing tip that we get, whether it's a guide or somebody we meet at the bait shop or just one of our fishing buddies. And it could be a really small tip, like on how to fight a fish or how to set the hook on a big permit or brown trout, or just tips on where to look for striped bass that are feeding in the spring. And so what this is the writer reached out to a whole bunch of his friends and asked them, what is the best fishing tip that a friend has ever given you? It's a collection of great fishing tips that were shared between friends. And there's some really good information in this, and there's some great storytelling too.
When I talk to buddies of mine that have their favorite fishing hole, and you're talking to them, they say, if I disclosed where it was, I'd have to kill you. So they keep that pretty secretive.
They do, and no surprise, in this story, nobody's sharing any fishing spots, but there are some good tips that they were willing to share. Yeah, I gotta say, I'm as guilty as that as the next guy when it comes to guarding your secret spots.
Among the tips, put more walleyes in the boat with simple tweaks to the location of your sonar transducer, and get more shots at salty stripers from the jetty by making sure that you are not in a huge rush to recast. Finally, reverse hackle stems for better fly bodies. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.